All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to this week's episode of the I Love Changing Live Show. And I'm here, I got my Cookie Monster on, and we are going to be talking about value and the value in building a coaching business or consulting business. Like, why is there so much value in building this type of a business? And where within your business do you need to be creating or finding or building value? So make sure you listen to the rest of this episode to discover exactly where maybe some of the hidden value might be in your current business. All right. Now, if you've been listening to the last few episodes, you'll understand that last time I talked about competition and how, you know, to really separate yourself from competition or why competition doesn't even matter, right? And this episode is pretty much a follow from that. When it comes to looking at the value in your business and looking at the coaching business as its own value, you know, in the beginning, and why create this type of business versus another type of business. And to address that first, ultimately, where I see the value in a coaching or consulting business is being in a position to spend every single day creating or helping somebody implement something that is going to change their life, their business, their body, their mindset, their relationship, whatever it is, in some way, shape, or form. And why I feel that so valuable is because so many people waste so much time, energy, and focus in trying to work things out themselves, in trying to, you know, type into Google like how to do something, and then going through copious amounts of hours and videos and products and ebooks and YouTube stuff and everything else, trying to discover a way to solve a problem. And any great mentor, coach, or consultant, their number one aim, and we're going to dive into that more within this episode, is to help you solve that thing very quickly. It is to give you a perspective, a viewpoint that isn't attached to the day-to-day that will help you see what you need to do next to create the greatest results in the shortest amount of time. That is what a true coach or consultant should do. And why I think that is such a valuable business model is because so many people don't necessarily have access to those answers, or they don't have the time or the resources or the means to maybe go through everything that you went through to discover the process that helped you create the results that you have. So if we can tap in and we can help them and we can meet them where they're at and we can relate to what they're going through and position in a really simple and straightforward and clear way how to solve those problems, how to get out of that pain, and how to create what it is that they want, like, how cool of an opportunity is that, right? And one of my core beliefs that I'll share with you guys, and I've had this now since I was probably 23, right? It was probably a weird core belief to have from that age, but I truly believe that it is the entrepreneurs of the world that are going to solve the problems that we are facing. It's the coaches and the consultants and the thought leaders and the renegades who are going to create what it is that we need as a society, a culture, and a world to solve the biggest problems that we're facing. The government's not going to do it. Nobody else is going to do it for us. I believe that these forward thinkers and people that have a capacity and a massive vision to help impact a lot of lives, those are the people that are going to lead that transition and that transformation. And for me to be a part of that entire world is pretty exciting. And I hope you feel the same thing or the same way in regards to your little slice and what it is that you have to help people with and why there is a purpose behind that for you. Because if you haven't gotten clear on that, you know, are you doing this because you think it's cool and it's a nice way to make money? Because if it is, you're going to soon discover that it is a way to make money. But if you don't have the right intention and purpose and clarity and vision behind it, it's not going to be fun for you, Okay, trust me, I've lived through both ends in multiple different niches and markets, and I help people with this every single day. All right, now moving on from that, really diving into the topic of today is, where is the value in building a coaching business? Like for you, where is the value in this particular type of business model? And I brushed on it slightly then before, but what is it for you and your particular coaching business or consulting business, or even if it's a product, like where is the value for you in building this? Like if you're not clear on that, start thinking about it from the student's perspective or from your client or your potential client's perspective. Like where is the value in building this solution and this business to provide the solution to those clients? All right. And for me, the value should be in the outcomes. The value should be I'm creating a business that has a clear problem that it can solve, right? And then when you're clear on who or what group of people faces that problem, either at the highest degree or in the greatest number, then now you have a great opportunity as a business to now start diving into that market and being able to position your solution and being able to connect with those people and show them why you're the option for them to be able to solve these problems. I've talked about this many, many times, but when you understand the rest of this episode, you'll see where some of you might be missing your own true value, right? Especially in relation to this type of a business. And to really look at things with a clear focus, you have to understand what people value most. And whenever I talk to a coach or somebody who's looking to start a coaching business or somebody who has been running one for a while and they're looking at why they're not attracting the types of people they want or why they're not making the level of income or profit that they want or why they're working too many hours or anything else, it all comes back down to not having clarity around what it is that people truly value and what it is that your potential clients truly value. And we get caught up playing with the Joneses, keeping up with the Joneses, thinking that that person has this, 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 and this that they offer. And we see a product launch and this person's got this value stack and this bonus and this affiliate is presenting this with this, with this, with this, with this, and there's so much value. They give me $25,000 worth of value for only $2,000. That must be valuable because I see everybody else doing it. That's what people must value because I see everybody else doing it, and that's what I need to do. Ba-bong, all right? If we did things based on popular conception, a lot of us would be way worse than we are now. Like it's not a smart strategy to do things that are popular or to do things because you see others. It's just not a smart strategy. You got to deduce and you got to deduct those things for yourself in terms of why do I want to do it? Okay? Like why is that something that I personally or I as a business or we as a business, why do we want to do that? All right, little side note there. But when you understand that what people value more than anything else isn't the shiny objects, isn't the kitchen knives that they get with the cereal box, right? That's what people have been trained to think that we need to do because that's what everybody's done with late night TV and ads and launches and everything else, right? Yes, people value those things because it seems like they're getting more. But what do they value more than that? What do they value at a very high or a premium level? It's simple, right? It's results. And what you've got to understand is that when you're looking at the value you have to offer the market, it's not the information, it's not the value stack, it's not the bonuses, it's not the amount of hours, it's not the amount of calls, it's not the amount of accountability necessarily. What is it? It's the results. It's the outcome. It's the change. It's the taking them from where they are now to where they want to go, taking them out of pain and into pleasure, out of hell and into heaven, taking them from a situation they don't want to be in to a situation that they can't believe that they're now in, okay? And you got to understand that that whole transition, that whole transformation, those results ending up where they want to end up, or at least in the direction where they want to go, feeling the way that they want to feel, experiencing things that to this point they've only dreamed about, wished about, and fantasized about. That's what people value, and they will always value that. No marketing tactic, no strategy, no shiny object, no amazing speech or anything else like that, no great looking ebook or amazing looking website will ever beat that. Ever. Okay? And you can guarantee that between now and forever. Because at the end of the day, if I can move the needle, if I can help somebody go where they want to go and achieve what they want to achieve, and they end up with the results that they want, those are the only things that matter to them. Everything else is nice and it's great, and it's important that we still make sure that they enjoy the journey and that they have a good experience. But I can tell you now that if you joined a program where you thought the person who was running a program was a dick, but you ended up generating 7 figures a year from implementing their system, right? You wouldn't care that this person is a dick. I have gone through so many hours of content with people that literally I want to rip my eyeballs out just listening to them, because either the way they position things or the way that they talk or the way that they have this like monotone voice the entire way through the entire thing, you know, like holy crap, right? But there is value in it, and the value is how I can take what they are providing me with and how I can turn that into the results. And if I end up with the results, I'm always going to be grateful with what they provided me with, even if I had to filter out some of it, right? And that's why you hear a lot of people saying, the event was okay, it was a big pitch fest, but I connected with this person, or I was able to get clarity around this, and they relate back to the results they got from it. If they relayed back to all the information, most of them wouldn't even be able to tell you half, if not a third, of what they even listened to. Okay? Because you got to understand that people no longer value information the same way that they used to. And I talk about this all the time with a lot of the coaches that get on our free call, and they're frustrated and they're trying to work out how to get this thing started, or how to get it growing, or how to scale it, or how to attract more of their clients. And they got to understand, I think I talked about this in the last episode, right? Am I in the information game or in the transformation game? Because one, you can't be in both, all right? You can try, but information without implementation will never mean anything, right? Information with implementation should at least get you closer towards a transformation, all right? And people don't value information anymore because it's so readily available. Right? Like I can ask Siri for the information I need. I can type it into Google. I can give a list to my kids and my kids can look it up and get it back to me. Like it's so accessible now from anywhere, whenever you want it. And they don't put the same value on it. Whereas what they value is being able to end up where they want to end up, feeling the way they want to end up, and having the results and the things in their life that are most important to them to have, and hopefully in abundance. Okay, because why live your life any other way? And when you're talking, you're trying to attract these clients, and when you're looking at your program, is your program set up to make sure that you can deliver that for every single person that you bring into your program? Of course, there's gonna be a tangible aspect of whether they're gonna implement what you have for them or not. But did I set them up with everything I possibly could to guarantee the highest level of success? Because if I did, and that's where my focus is, now I'm playing in my own game. I'm in my own lane, and competition no longer matters. And here's one of the easiest tips to get ahead of any business or any competition that you have out there, or your fear of being able to enter a market because so many other people are already doing it. All right, this tip is simple. Spend 80% of your time on your product, program, or your customer's ability to achieve results. 80%. 20% of the time, focus on your front end and your marketing and making sure that we actually have people to talk to and help. 100%, you can't neglect that. But why that's such a simple and such a great tip is because majority of people are on the flip side of that. They are spending 80% of their time learning about bots and this funnel and that funnel and this Facebook marketing tactic and YouTube ads and Instagram ads, and then now I need to do LinkedIn ads, and then I need to syndicate and duplicate and do all of this with my content. I need to write a book so that I look like an authority. Then I need an ebook, and then I need leads, and then I need a free course and a tripwire, and like, woo! I say that so fluently because I've lived that world and I've lived that headache and frustration. And you got to understand that when that's when 80% of your focus is going and only 20% is going towards creating an incredible program, creating systems that are going to help the majority of people achieve the outcomes that you want for them and that they want, and that are going to create an incredible experience that is going to generate an amazing level of accountability and intimacy all the way through, that you're going to be able to take complex strategies and concepts and break it down into easy to follow simple steps that anybody can do. All right, that's the differentiator. That's where the money is going to be made. And it's funny, a lot of the mentors that I work with now and the only people I follow, we've all had the same shift in thinking over the last, especially the last 12 months, where, you know, everybody saw the opportunity in the marketing agencies and the Facebook agencies, and I'm helping all of these different businesses with marketing, front end. And then you look at the statistics of how many of these businesses are surviving or how long they're surviving, and the statistics are getting worse. So now that we have all of this social media, we have this ability to instantly put an ad out for $10 a day and get it in front of the people that we want. Why are these businesses lasting shorter periods of time than they used to when we didn't have as many great marketing strategies or as many great agencies or all of these different methods and tactics and things that people tell you you need to know if you want to survive? Why are businesses surviving shorter periods of time than before this? And the answer is staring at you in the face. It's because of where their energy and focus is going, right? It's where they see the value. They see the value in getting customers. Smart entrepreneurs see the value in keeping customers and getting them to buy again and again and getting them to level up and getting them to upgrade and getting them to refer and getting them incredible results, because we know that the more incredible results and success stories and everything we have that are based around what it is your solution solves, the more the business will grow, the more it becomes so easy to never have to sell anybody into anything because they just want to solve what they've seen so many other people solve. They just want to solve it. That's what they want to do. And so many of us think we need to solve our marketing problem, and that's where the value is. But trust me, that's a very short-lived game because everybody can access that and everybody is willing to play the front instant gratification short end game. Most people aren't willing to stay the course with the discipline and commitment it takes to put 80% of your focus into your students, clients, your programs, into that whole realm of making sure that these guys get the very best chance at success. They're just not willing to do it because there's no instant gratification around that. Going back over your programs, refining things, polishing things, making things better, adding things to it, creating swipe files and templates and different structures and tools that you can give these people to help them is not exciting. For me, it's exciting because that's where my energy is, and that's what I want to do better. But for most people, the thought of that versus, hey, let me watch ads come in and let me watch how much money I can make in the front end. That's way more of an exciting game to play. So let me put all of my focus there, right? And we're starting to see a shift now because the market is smarter, okay? That's what you got to understand. In the beginning, people were clicking on things and not really knowing and watching all of your webinars and downloading all of those things and doing all of those things and clicking buy, buy, buy. But now they've lived bad programs, bad masterminds, shitty content, shitty experience, being promised the world and being delivered nothing. The market is more educated now. The market is going to be looking for solutions that are going to provide them with not only the outcome, but also an incredible experience, the intimacy, the accountability, and the practicability of everything. Being able to have a step-by-step process, not just information that they're supposed to consume and somehow work out what to do with, right? And when that's what you do better than everybody else, guess what's going to happen to your business in relation to the competition as the market keeps shifting, as your potential customers are getting more and more educated and savvy and sales savvy throughout the process. I really want you to take that on board, because whether you take my word for it now or not, you are going to see the change. I'm already seeing the change. I mean, the amount of people that email us after our free call and just thank us for how practical we were, how much we actually paid attention to them and how we can help them on the free call without ever worrying about the sale, right? The sale for us is like the last thing we worry about on that free call, because there's so much more that we have to get clear on before we ever even look at whether the person's the right fit for our program or whether our program's the right fit for them. In order to create, so we've looked at what people value most, right? In order to create that value, you have to shift your focus, right? So that's shifting it from being just about marketing to making it all about the student success and everything we talked about. Some of the other ways to create value, right, that I wanted to give you as part of this process, right, is recognition, reinforcement, and I would say simple milestones. All right, there are three things that I think if you can do really well and consistently, and you can design them into your coaching program or your consulting process or maybe your online product or whatever it is, people want to be recognized for what they do, right? And they want to be reinforced when they are or are not moving in the right direction. And it's not my duty to sugarcoat anything for these people. And I often, maybe it's an Australian thing versus a US thing, but everyone's like, man, I love the way that you're just so straight to the point. There's no bullshit with you. And I'm like, well, why do I want to waste my time with BS? I'd rather just get straight to what's going on, give you the reinforcement when you've done something the right way. If not, I'll give you a backhand slap. I'm kidding, right? But I'm going to let you know that, hey, that's not in line with what you want or in the direction you want to go. So let's course correct. Let's adjust. Let's fix that. Let's change that. Let's bring that back to what's more in line with what it is that you're trying to build here, right? And then to give them that recognition and that reinforcement throughout the process as they're moving towards key milestones, right? And the whole reason why I designed the program the way I did is because it's the sixth online program I have run, right? In four different niches, okay? And in the coaching, consulting, and transformational space, which is the one that I'm in now that I'm in love with at the moment, is there's so much information out there, but most people never take what they need to and implement it. And I don't even release anything but that week's information and implementation tasks that week. They can't see anything else because that's a key milestone. And we have little tick sheets and we have little you know, things along the way that recognize, hey, now we've got this done. Now the next step is to have that done. And when that's done, it means we can do this now. And then once we've done this, it means we can do this. And they can see, and I call it the machine, right? They can see all these little pieces of the machine being put together until now this thing is running. And then once it's running, is it spitting out or taking us where we need to go? And then we have key metrics and things and way to measure that as well, so that they are always in control of the process and they're never left with this doubt and uncertainty, or they're never, the way I use it, I'm not enabling them to always come back to me for the answer. I'm empowering them with a process to know where to look for the answer, to understand that now they have a process that they can adapt to not only this business or this program, but everything that they want to do online and within business, right? Key things, key building blocks, key milestones that are going to help them become better coaches, better consultants, better entrepreneurs, better leaders, better people, okay? Because that to me is one of the easiest ways to differentiate what it is that I offer compared to the market. And I love owning that because I know that as we put all those pieces together, not only is it going to provide a whole bunch of extra value, but it's going to make the experience so much more enjoyable. But I know I am giving them the greatest chance of success by doing that, right? It's like deciding what is the shortest path to success, but not just the path. What are the things that I need to take with me on that path, or that I need to collect or learn or build or create along that path to end up at the end result and to be able to keep building from it, not to slip back again and have to start the whole process again because you never quite knew what led you there or what things that you had to put in place to go there again. Hopefully you're following me this, because it's when you understand it as a process, it's really, really powerful. And I have seen programs that I created that didn't have it, and I've seen ones that do have it, especially the one we have now. And watching people make $3,000, $5,000, $6,000 sales, getting messages from my clients like I had last week where they made $9,000 from $200 in ad spend. But not only that they're getting clients set up that are enjoying the process and thanking them, and they're starting to enjoy what this whole thing can look like. And they're doing that in all than less than 8 weeks. Right? So if you're looking at your program and how you can add more value, pay attention to those things. Recognize, reinforce, right? Key milestones. I talk about it all the time though, but implementation, intimacy, accountability, right? These are all things, again, that just show you give a shit. I'm not just popping somebody into some program and yep, cool, let's leverage it by giving it a group call. Which, look, I am a fan of group calls, but then there's nothing else around it. They want to reach out for help. There's no one that responds. They send an email. The technical support person gets back to them, not the coach or their particular coach, right? They don't feel like they've got anybody in their corner. They're just left with this process that it's up to them whether they make it work or not. And look, there's always going to be an element of it's up to them. But did I personally give them everything I could? Did I provide them with as much value to help them succeed at the greatest level I can? Right? And if you own that and you decide that, hey, that's exactly how I'm going to build or how I'm going to continue to optimize what it is that I do, trust me, that's where you are going to see the greatest scale of growth and the greatest opportunity within your market or to go into any market and instantly define and differentiate yourself from the other shit that is out there. And I know because I've bought most of it, right? And some of you have as well. The last point here, and this one is huge, right? We talk about, you know, what is the value in this model? And I explained to you in the beginning that for me, being able to be in the realm where I have a possibility to change people's lives, like for me, that's where I see the highest value. But the other aspect of why I love this model so much is I get to choose to do that stuff on my own time, okay? I'm not tied into anybody else's schedule. I don't take calls on weekends. I don't work afternoons. I don't take calls besides our Q&A calls at nighttime. That's time where for me, I'm spending with my kids or I'm studying, I'm learning, or I'm chilling out myself. I get up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I optimize the start of the day very, very well. But I'm able to create a business that fits around the lifestyle that I want to live, right? When my kids are here and I want to homeschool them, I want to be present. I want to be able to do that with them. If I want to travel, I want to be able to travel and be able to take this stuff with me. And with the power of the internet and the tools that we have to be able to still provide what we provide at the level that we do from anywhere in the world is amazing, right? And it's why that despite all the failures and the struggles and everything that I went through, I never lost sight of that's what I wanted. I wanted to have the freedom of choice to be able to do that. And I know a lot of you want that freedom of choice as well. And when you're looking at the value in this business, it's the ability to do that, but it's also the ability to charge high premium prices to do it. And why I say the ability to do that is that when you understand and you value what it is that you can solve for people and how valuable that is to them in their life, you only want to charge high prices. And the reason why is because I do not want to solve what is probably the biggest problem, issue, or pain point in somebody's life for $100. And the reason why I don't want to do that is because they are not going to value it. They are not going to be committed. They are not going to have to push through some of the things that they've never been able to push through to date to end up with what they want. They're just not, right? If they could have pushed through some of those things, they would have done it already. But they don't have enough skin in the game. They don't have enough accountability. They don't have a higher, more painful level of commitment of actually going all in. And when you charge a premium price, not only are you getting the people that are willing to go all in, but you are showing them how valuable that outcome is to them, right? It's why I've never had hesitation in paying certain coaches to teach me a certain thing, because I know that once I know how to do that certain thing, it's going to mean this, this, and this for my life. Or most of the time for me, I hire coaches that are going to help me become better at things that I can then help others become better at. Or I learn a method, or I learn a new way of doing something that allows me to be a better coach, a better leader, you know, being able to help my students at a higher level. And when I can do that, right, I am now increasing my value of what it is that I can solve for people, or how big a problem I can now solve for people in a very simple way, in a very highly skilled way. All right, so you've got to look at your business, hopefully through those glasses, right, and really look at, you know, what it is that you want within your business, but what it is that you want your business to provide you with, right? Because ultimately, I hate, when I say hate, I don't use that word very often. I use it sparingly, but I hate seeing people who are genuine. They have huge levels of integrity and honor and great values and morals, and they truly, truly want to help people. But yet they don't, and they stay stuck in fear, doubt, and uncertainty because they don't know what to do. They don't know where the next steps are. They feel overwhelmed and confused by all the different methods and strategies that are out there, or they undercharge for so long that they believe that that's all that they're worth because that's all people will pay me. Bullshit, that's all you've charged, right? You don't know until you get the first person to pay you that amount. You don't know, right? Unless you get 1,000 people, or let's pull it back a notch maybe, right? Let's say you get 50 people that all tell you that it's too expensive. You either have a value issue in terms of how you're presenting what it is you have to help people with, or you're going after the wrong market. It's truly that simple. Right? Like if it is a big enough problem and if people are in enough pain around it, or they have enough need and desire to solve it, they don't care about the money. They don't. Like, we think they do, and we get caught up in it because of our own financial issues and beliefs and past experience and everything else, but they don't care. Like, once they pay the money, like if they have it or they find a way to get it, they just want the result, and you've got to do everything you can to help them achieve that result. That's where you have your highest level of integrity. is providing them and doing everything you can to help them achieve that. And it's very easy for them to go, man, like, and I have probably 6 or 7 little notes and emails and messages that I've received in the last 2 weeks, just people going, you don't know how much time I wasted. You don't know how many programs I bought, and I was never able to get things to this point. No one was ever able to break it down for me and show me exactly how to do it, right? And the value that they now put in that, because they've been down this road and they have certainty, they have a process, they have a blueprint, they have clear steps that they now believe and know they can take. That is so valuable to someone, right? Having a clear direction is probably the most valuable thing you could ever give anybody, or at least help them give themselves, right? Like, at the end of the day, if we all just took out for a walk and no one knew where they were going, but one person was able to ask somebody and they helped them get clear on where it is that they wanted to go, and that person ends up there, and everybody else just ends up wandering around for like 6 weeks, right? I guarantee you those other people are going to value what it is that that other person was able to help the one who now knows where they're going, right? They want to go speak to that person to also get the same advice or to be able to discover the same thing, because they've now just wasted 6 weeks. And you might laugh at the thought of walking around for 6 weeks, but I get coaches and I speak to entrepreneurs that have been trying to do this shit for 6 years. Some more. Some they've never had success in their entire entrepreneurial career, or they've been stuck in a job for 20 years because they didn't know how to create this so that they could leave that job. So they are walking around aimlessly, right? And it's your job to be able to connect with those people, to be able to show them in a clear way what those steps are and what's possible for them if they are willing to pay the price. And yes, the price is a higher price, because I want you to be all in. And I also know that what I deliver is so valuable. And if I'm going to be able to provide that level of value consistently across the board, as a business, I need to get value back for that. I need to be able to have a highly profitable business that allows me to dedicate what I need to dedicate to help others do the same. All right, to take money out of my mind, to allow me to have the freedom to do this wherever I want, but to also be able to put my oxygen mask on first, to be able to provide for myself, my family, my partner, my whatever it might be, right? My dogs, all right? It allows me to have that freedom. Do you think you are going to be a better leader and a better coach and a better consultant if you've been able to help yourself, right? And you got to understand that if you're in business, especially this type of business, and you want to help people, you got to help yourself first, okay? And to finish things up here, I'm going to give you an opportunity, right? For those of you that want to help themselves, right? If you want to get clearer on where your value might be, if you want to get clearer on the value that your solution might have to the market, or maybe even discover what that market is that would value that solution, then I'm going to offer, I'm pretty busy at the moment before I go overseas, but I'll offer 5 of you, all right, the opportunity to book a call with me personally, okay? I've got my coaches at the moment that are taking calls on a daily basis, but I will send you my direct scheduling link, all right? And I will give 5 of you the opportunity to get on a call with me, 45 minutes to an hour, and we will dive into what it is that you want to help people with, or we will look at what it is that you have to help people with, and how can we turn that into a highly valuable and highly profitable coaching business or consulting business or product or program, whatever it is that will be the best shape or form to package this thing in the beginning. Now, if that's you, keep an eye out for that link below this video, whether this is on YouTube or my blog, or you're seeing this, if you're on my podcast and you're listening to this, the link will be somewhere below this, right? Otherwise, worst case scenario, head to adammckenzie.com/free call, and I'll monitor who comes in, and I will take 5 calls personally myself, before I hand them off to the team. So that's my dedication to you guys, because I really want to help you understand what your true value is and what the true value is in creating a successful online coaching or consulting business. Because to me, this is the greatest business to be in. Being in the transformation game, for me, is the only game I ever want to be in. And to be honest, it is the only game I've been in now for almost 23 years. I love it because we're at the forefront of being able to create change, changing people and changing people's lives and even changing industries, right? We're able to reset the bar to change the mold of how things are done, right? And that to me is a great and exciting opportunity to be able to be a part of that every single day. So I'm excited to share some of that passion with you guys and to help you get clear. So make sure that you jump on one of those 5 calls that will be available. And otherwise, I will look forward to connecting with you guys in next week's episode. I'm off to Thailand a couple of weeks to see my beautiful children and to go on holiday, but I will keep up these episodes as best as I can while I'm away.